I talked to Mike Tomlin about it last night, TB, and he said, look, I went Lone Ranger on it because, TB, you're not the only one who was against this. There's a lot of people inside that organization who were as well. And he said, look, if it doesn't work out, I'll take the heat. I'll shoulder the blame. No problem. He said, the reason why I did this is I knew I had two quarterbacks going into camp that are very capable, but I wanted to see both of them before I made a long-term decision. Well, I haven't seen the other one. I want to see at least what I have from him, exhaust all options, and then make a decision down the stretch. He said, I'm not trying to win games. I'm trying to win a world title here. I got to see what I got in both.
I don't know how anybody can disagree with that philosophy. I wanted to see Justin Fields. But as we discussed on Friday, Noren, I could see why Tomlin made this call. And I'm never going to fault a coach at 4-2 for thinking we can be better than we've been. Yeah, upon reflection, for sure, I could see where Mike Tomlin was coming from, and he was rewarded. That report came out, obviously, before the game from a guy that knows more about Mike Tomlin in the media circle than anybody else. So if they lost, and it did not look good early, Tomlin was going to get a lot of heat, and it was going to be deserved. But to the victor go the spoils. I don't know now how anybody can criticize Mike Tomlin for the decision. I'm eating crow today. I'm happy they won. I'm happy Russ played that way. I would continue, obviously, to play Russ. But Tomlin put himself out there, and he should reap the rewards. Mike Tomlin made a gutsy call, and it paid off in a big way.
Yeah, he just knew, huh? I mean, and I think that as with coaching, like you understand those things, you understand those dynamics, and you see the way that certain guys play and certain guys practice, and you can just tell. But just from the jump, even whenever they did sign Russell Wilson, like he was in pole position, he was going to be the starter no matter what. And you know, in practice, you know, like we said a bunch of times, we've heard things that, you know, just looks night and day. So He definitely deserves a lot of credit for this decision, but I think that this decision was always going to happen. Like, this wasn't like, oh, well, you know what? I got to see right now. Like, no. In the back of his mind, ever since Russ did push that sled and get hurt, he's like, as soon as he is healthy, he is going in there. Like, he, no doubts about it.
He's the first quarterback that was acquired. We talked about it all offseason. There was never really a competition. This shows just that. If there were a competition, you would never pull the 4-2 quarterback. If it was close and a guy led you to 4 wins in 6 games, you wouldn't see the other quarterback. And here's the other thing. It's not just that it clearly worked, that Tomlin pushed the right button. It's that he's got two adults in the room. Russell Wilson handled himself with aplomb through this point. Good word. Thank you.
A what?
Aplomb. And Justin Fields has handled himself really well throughout all this. It was as good of an answer as you could possibly have when he talked to the media this week, that he said, if I played better, I'd still be the guy. Now, noteworthy big time on the broadcast, Chris Collinsworth said he spoke with Mike Tomlin in their production meeting, and Mike Tomlin said, if he goes back to Justin, that's it. He will stick with Justin Fields. So also think about the pressure on Russell Wilson. I don't know that was spelled out to Russ in so many words, but Russ is a smart guy. He knew he had to go out there and play his ass off, play well, win the game too, because if not, we're not just talking about Russ goes on the bench and is the backup quarterback. We're talking about career-altering stuff here.
Yeah.
So both guys have handled pressure well. Mike Tomlin made the right decision. How are you feeling now about the Steelers head coach? 5-2, second-best point differential in the AFC, first place in the AFC North. Credit where credit's due. I will criticize Mike Tomlin when Mike Tomlin does what I think is the wrong thing, the dumb thing, mismanages the clock, when his defense doesn't perform well. When he goes out on a limb the way that he did, and it pays off this way, this was not a riskless move or a move without risk. He's doing an unbelievably good job this year. You really can't be in a better spot. I guess you could be 6-1, you could be 7-0. There's only one undefeated team in football right now. They've got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
So you're about as good as you could be otherwise. He's doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, with the shuffling and the quarterback situation, and we know how that has gone down previously in the past, and, you know, just with injuries, with offensive line injuries, I mean, not even having some of your draft picks, and it's always a moving deal, and everything is always moving at 100 miles per hour, I feel like, with the Pittsburgh Steelers at this point. And I think that he managed it very well. And I think in order in his mind to slow things down, he needed somebody that was on the field that could think like he does. And it did slow down. And like that was very apparent that he was like, I need this to slow down a little bit. There's a lot of moving pieces. There's a lot of guys. He's like, we've had what? They've had a different combination on the offensive line throughout every game almost.
Yep.
Like, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. He needed it to slow down. And the reason, the way to slow it down is to have somebody that knows what they're doing that's played a lot of football. And Russell Wilson helped Mike Tomlin in that area.
And we say it paid off. Yards per play, first six games by game. 4.1, 4.3, 5.3, 5.9, 4. Last night, 6.2. If you win that stat, it's not quite turnovers where it, you know, you win the turnover battle. More often than not, you're going to win. It might be the next one. Like yards per play, big plays, explosive plays, they determine games. Steelers averaged 6.2 yards per play last night. It's their best, not by far, but yeah, in all but one game, by far. By far. You're not going to win a lot of games at 4.0.
Mm-mm.
At 4.1, at 4.3. So it paid off. And since Big Ben retired, Steelers quarterbacks with a quarterback rating of 109 or higher, Rudolph had 3. Russell Wilson, one game, has 1. Pickett, 0. Trubisky, 0. Justin Fields, 0.
Wow.
So Mike Tomlin put himself out there yesterday. Maybe it was an easy decision for him, but certainly big time scrutinized. How you feeling about the Steelers head coach? Jim in the car, kick us off. Hey, Jim.
Oh, hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man.
I just think the objective this year is misplaced. The objective should be to find your franchise quarterback. So if you have any thought that Justin Fields is that guy or could be that guy, you should be playing. If you don't, then it doesn't look like they do. So they better be looking for their next quarterback in the offseason.
Well, fair enough, but don't you learn more about Justin Fields from last night's performance?
In terms of what?
In terms of the other guy came in and thoroughly outplayed him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. He played a better game, but did they open the playbook up more? Some of the things you guys were talking about earlier, I don't know.
You know what, Jim, and thank you so much for the call. We're up against it here, so I'm sorry about this. Look, they did hand the keys over to Russ last night.
Yeah.
If they thought Justin could do it, they would do it.
Yeah, but they thought that he could do it. Well, they didn't have a choice, but he did do it up until this point. That doesn't mean that he can't be the franchise quarterback.
Also like, that.
They still feel really good about him and what he did. And they still want the opportunity to see a little bit more and to build him up even more, maybe after the season, after he sits behind and watches how Russ approaches this. Or they might have a franchise-ish quarterback in Russ, where they might sign him after the season for a couple-year deal. And I mean, who knows? I know he's 35 years old. Who knows?
If he keeps playing like this and they win a playoff game, I know it's one game, but if he does, you extrapolate it out, he's your quarterback next year.
Probably.
Has to be.
Not a one-year deal, probably, too, either.
Right. You're probably looking at 3.
Yeah.
You're probably looking at Baker kind of stuff, which, again, you extrapolated it out, I would do it. And I don't think that means that Justin Fields doesn't come back.
Mm-mm.
How many suitors did he have this offseason? I'll answer my own question. Not a lot. And it seems like he's comfortable in the pecking order here because he's got a really healthy head on his shoulders. And he knows that if he did go out there against Dallas, I think in particular, and throw the ball all over the yard, he's still the quarterback. So he seems comfortable knowing that he didn't play well enough, and now you've seen Russell Wilson play well. I'm not ruling out both guys being here next year. 412-928-9370. Phone lines are popping. They have been all morning long. Steelers fans largely really happy right now, as you should be. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I would also like to remind people before we take more calls in the next segment, Pet Fest 24 presented by Subaru is back October 27th. That's this Saturday at Rockwell Park in the East End, or Sunday. It's this Sunday. Rockwell Park in the East End. The event runs 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Bring your four-legged friends to meet vendors, participate in costume contests, get photos with Santa, and join in the blessing of the pets at 9:30 a.m. Donation at the door benefits the Salvation Army. Pet Fest is brought to you by Bully Max Dog Food and Forever Lawn. For more information, go to 93.7thefan.com.
100%, man. This is the most efficient that I think my years being here. And usually we turn it around. I guess we'll say later in the season, but to happen so early and, you know, to have this momentum going, I think that's a sign of what's to come in the future.
Man, Najee Harris buying into the Steelers' offense, and maybe he's got a point. He would know better than me. Regardless, the confidence through the roof. And that matters, man. We've talked about Pitt sitting here at 6-0. You come from behind, you beat Cincinnati the way the Panthers did, you start to believe. Last year, they lost that game 5 times. So Pitt wins it. Then you come in, oh, you're down 10 against the West Virginia Mountaineers. You win that game. You play a tight one against Cal. You win because you've been there before. I think confidence is a huge deal, and they can't have been confident in the offense at any point these last few years. They did so few good things, and they were few and far between. They really haven't had a performance like this. The Indy game, they moved the ball. They threw it all over the place. Justin Fields was really good, but he did turn the ball over. But they lost. This one, they put up 37 in a win. So you got to be feeling good.
Well, yeah, you got to be feeling good. And then you look at, you know, the quarterback and you're like, you're a young player. Like, this guy's won the championship before. Like, I know people don't want to talk about that. They're like, oh, so long ago when Russ won a Super Bowl. That was so long. He's a different player. There's a different feel whenever you get in that huddle and you know a guy has won before. I don't care how old you are. If you're still capable of playing and you get in that huddle with a quarterback and he has won a Super Bowl, it feels different than just playing with a normal, everyday NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Yeah.
You believe. You believe, like, oh, this guy at least has the formula of doing it. I believe a little bit. Now let's see how you do it. And they showed that last night. Now I'm really believing. I'm like, oh, man, this guy really knows what he's doing. Oh, I'm going to believe. I'm going to listen to everything he says. If I'm George Pickens.
Oh, you're soaking it up.
So if I'm Calvin Austin.
Soaking it up.
Darnell Washington.
Soaking it up.
Pat Fry.
A lot of soaking needing to be done with that guy. Big man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Giant sponge.
I mean, hey.
You know, a lot is made of that, and I like the way you're putting it. Like, Russell Wilson has won one playoff game in the time that Mike Tomlin now has gone without winning a playoff game. And, okay, a Super Bowl a decade plus ago can only mean so much. Like, I'm not going to give a guy benefit of the doubt. But the belief that the other guys have in him because they know it's been done.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an intangible, but I buy into that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just listen to every offensive player talk after the game yesterday. Mike Tomlin, his assessment of Russell Wilson was he was excellent. We haven't heard Mike Tomlin talk about a quarterback that way since Ben. And it's because he threw for 264 yards and 2 touchdowns and made plays down the field and didn't turn the ball over and only took 1 sack. I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is going to win the Steelers a Super Bowl this year, but they had a different swagger yesterday. And that's only going to move forward, you would think, with the group. Mike in Greensburg? Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Good.
I'm telling you what, I'm just happy that Russell did what he needed to do. And like I said, it was a difference in the passing game. It wasn't like he was throwing it so high Paul Bunyan couldn't catch it, if you guys remember me. The naysayers were saying, why would they do that? But, I mean, Justin did good, no doubt about it. He's just learning, though. He needs to grow a little more and learn how to touch pass. And Russell showed why the passing game is so important. With a balanced team, we can go all the way.
Mike, you wanna join me in something right here? I wanna see if you pick up where I'm going with this. You ready?
Yeah.
I got a feeling. Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. That didn't go quite as well as I thought.
Mm-mm. I don't think you knew what you were doing.
No, he just laughed. A little awkward laughter there.
Yep.
Do you think Justin Fields can learn from watching?
No doubt. No doubt. And it's not even the big things. It's not even really the game. It's just the approach of every day in practice and just the command of, you know, a huddle of a team, you know, the extra things. Like, you have to know how to lead before you can lead others. I'm not saying that Justin Fields isn't a leader, but you have to be so comfortable with yourself before you can start identifying things of other people to bring their level of play up.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that last week. What Russ can do is like, okay, like I could pull you aside and you know what, you're in this alignment, but you know what, actually slide down a little bit because that guy has a different leverage and that'll make you more open whenever you do run that route. Justin Fields can get to that level. He's just not there yet. And those are the things he can learn. He can learn that every day in film study, sitting next to Russell Wilson. Just watching him watch film and talk.
Yeah.
That helps so much. So much.
He plays six games. They win four of them. He couldn't win in Chicago. He really did protect the football more often than not. So that's great experience. You learn here in Pittsburgh, how to win here in Pittsburgh, and then you sit and you watch Russ march up and down the field yesterday, and you see the command that he has, and you see what it takes to get to that level for a guy who did win a Super Bowl. Yeah, I think it matters.
And he knows that Russ is willing to help too. That help, that's huge. Whenever you have a quarterback that is the guy that is willing to give you that experience, because that doesn't happen all the time. Look at Mason Rudolph and Ben.
No doubt.
It does not happen all the time. So, like, this situation is a really good situation in that quarterback room. That matters more than anything. Is that main guy, that guy with all the experience, willing to give you that experience? It doesn't happen all the time.
They kept cutting to those two sitting on the bench together, and they both referenced the same Bible verse.
Yep.
They're very close, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Russ doesn't have to do that. You think Mark Schlereth's okay today? Anyone want to check in on Schlereth? Schlereth, you doing
all
right?
He's mad all the time, isn't he? Mad? He's mad at everything.
Well, it's because he smells bad.
He does?
Well, that's why they call him Stink Doran.
Oh.
Mike in Fort Wayne, hello.
Hey, fellas. I'll tell you one of the things that really stuck out to me last night is I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh boy, Jaylen Warren's healthy again.
Yeah.
If it's third and four, that guy gets five. You know, he's a drive extender. And I think that was one of the key components of that offense humming last night, is Jaylen Warren finally being healthy.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
He had an 11-yard catch that it looked like he had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it's going to annoy people in a longer body of work how much Russ is going to check it down. And sometimes on third and long, we're going to see that. But when you got a guy as explosive as Jaylen Warren, who you're checking it down to, Pat Freiermuth had a nice long catch and run. Like, it's going to help. It's going to help to have Jaylen Warren back. Our power went out.
Wow.
And now it's back. 412-928-9370. It's friggin' haunted. I can't do the show. I'm out of here. I'm
it's
done.
Not haunted. It's
October 21st. We're 10 days out of Halloween.
It's not haunted.
I don't like this. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
did it again. Look, they're listening to you now.
Is someone...
You know what? That's not to freak you out any further.
Oh, no.
But my booth has had power. Yours is the only one cutting out in that room.
I don't like it.
You're haunted.
Oh, no.
Someone in here flicking the lights on.
What is that?
What do you mean?
What is that?
Oh, my gosh.
412-928-9370. We lost the plot a little bit that segment. We're kind of jumping all over the place. That's what you do. There's a lot to react to from last night's game. How you feeling about Mikey T? Coach Tomlin, Coach T, you feeling good about him? Because he pushed his cards into the middle of the table last night, and it turns out our guy had pocket aces, and it was not a decision that was met with applause. How many reports yesterday, national reports, this was not a unanimous decision within the Steelers. This was Mike Tomlin, the Lone Ranger, according to Jay Glazer. And you know what? It worked. How are you feeling about the coach? 412-928-9370.
How do you get everybody to keep the belief when it seems like a lot of the same mistakes?
Stop listening to you guys. Number one. Number two, got to be accountable, you know? I got to play better. That's the key. I got to play better. We got to find a way to run the ball better so we can action pass. You know, I thought... did some nice things in the passing game. Brees obviously had a couple of really nice ones. Spread the ball around to Tay, G, and Allen. Mike had a nice conversion. But we got to run the ball better, and I got to play better.
Aaron Rodgers salty after the game.
A little bit.
Stop listening to you guys, the media. You're 2-5. It's not that the media says you're 2-5. You're 2-5.
Wait, was he like admitting that he listens to them? Who? You listen to them?
Yeah, we got to stop listening to you guys.
So he listens?
I guess so.
Huh.
Because if it would be, we can't be listening to you guys,
right,
that's different. Then we got to stop listening to you guys.
Huh.
Again, 2-5. My brother-in-law went to the game, was sitting right by the tunnel where the Jets ran on and off. And he said he was harassing Rodgers after the game, and Rodgers threw a wristband up.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
How about that?
I saw him throw the wristbands up. I guess that was your brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law right there. I wonder if there was blood on it. I thought they might hit him more, but Russell Wilson outplayed Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Without question. And Rodgers has the free reign to do whatever he wants to do with that franchise. And I think they could ultimately wind up being a pretty good team. But now you got to dig yourself out of 2-5, and I don't see that happening. I don't. And it's a real shame because Rodgers seems like such a nice man. Guy who we threw under the bus last week, Mike Williams, I think is going to be a Steeler.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Because apparently the Steelers and Jets have been in big-time trade discussions.
Yeah, and they halted them.
And they halted them.
He had a catch.
He did have a catch.
I didn't think he was going to play at all.
You know what? He had a catch, and then they called him off the field, and he was pissed.
Really?
I could see him running off the field on the NBC broadcast. He's shaking his head, mouthing something.
He should have just caught it, ran, and fumbled right in the Steelers, just gave it to the Steelers. Here you just go. Rolled it.
Just run to the other end zone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it. Look, we've said for a long time, everybody said it, this isn't breaking news, Steelers need another wide receiver. And now I actually feel like they'd use him. Like Van Jefferson caught a touchdown pass. Mm-hmm. Calvin Austin was active. All the eligibles were getting looks at the football. Get somebody who's fairly dynamic on that other side. They put up 32, now they put up 37. Russ is spreading it around. Give him one more guy. One more guy. Because you get one more guy, and after the bye, you're going to get Cam Sutton back. They got receivers on the mind. Like, you're going to get Sutton back. Your slot corner, who did stink, just had two picks off a Hall of Famer. You get a second wide receiver. Where are the holes? I mean, the offensive line you can't really fix. You got what you got now with injuries, and Frazier, hopefully you get him back right after the bye. But where are the holes? Not a lot.
I'm kind of at this position right now, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I kind of, you know, slow play these things, but for the last how many months, you know, I was like, okay, it needs to be a number one wide receiver, number two. Now, like, what the way I saw them working last night, like, you just need to be just a little bit better than what you have right now. And Mike Williams, I think, could be that guy. Like, when I keep talking about Thielen, like, he would be that guy in my mind that, like, isn't going to be, like, a superstar opposite of George Pickens, but a guy that's just reliable, that can just push everybody else down one notch on the depth chart where they're actually supposed to be. I think you can really work with that.
You'd be getting him basically for free.
Yeah.
And he's an upgrade. Is he great at this stage of his career? I don't know. He's injury prone. Hadn't been working out in New York, but there's not a lot of stuff they're doing that's working. It's worth the flyer. If you can get an upgrade for basically nothing, you take your chance on that. 412-928-9370. That is the number. Mark Caboli going to be joining us in 18 minutes for a full hour, as he does every single Monday. He'll be here in studio. We've been asking people how they feel about Mike Tomlin. People have been tweeting, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. People have been texting, brought to you by Eger Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But we love talking to our callers. Dennis from Elizabeth next up. How you feeling about Tomlin today, Dennis?
Same. I have to bring you guys down to reality. Are you there?
Yeah, your phone's kind of cutting in and out. You got one more shot. You said you're going to bring us down. Why?
The Jets are not a good team.
Okay, Dennis, you know what?
Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
They had five guys out on their defense.
Sure.
They had two practice squad guys called up in their secondary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's be honest, Aaron Rodgers is nowhere near what he was. You know, will he ever be? Probably not. But, you know, I think everybody's jumping on his bandwagon too soon. You know, let's see what Russ does in the next couple of weeks. I hope he does great. But I'm happy they won. But I'm a little bit, you know, I'm gonna wait.
All right, go ahead and wait.
Isn't the stigma around Mike Tomlin that they always play down to their competition? Like, they're actually beating the teams they need to beat. Like,
by
a
lot.
That is very significant. You win the games you're supposed to win that put you in better position. I don't care if these teams stink. It's the NFL. Like, I don't care. Like, how many teams are really good on their schedule? Three? Rest of the way?
Browns stink.
You get the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Eagles. And I don't even know if the Eagles, maybe the Commanders, they're a toss-up.
I think the Steelers, if they play the Eagles tomorrow, I'd take the Steelers in that game.
Same here.
I don't want to kill the caller because, okay, he wants perspective. Understandable. The Steelers lost to the Browns' fourth-string quarterback last season. The Steelers lost to the Cardinals last season. The Steelers lost to the Patriots last season. The Steelers lost by 17 to the Colts last season. The Steelers lost to Dallas this year, and then Dallas goes and gives up a damn near 50 burger. So now they've done the thing they're supposed to do by a significant margin, have the second best point differential in the AFC, by the way, and we're going to complain about that? Come on now. Okay, so then they did, in that guy's mind, then you know what you got to give them credit for? Doing what they're supposed to do then.
Right.
Like, you beat the snot out of a team that was banged up in the back end and you threw it all over the place, at least relative to recent Steelers performances. Like, take the good.
Steelers are banged up too.
Yes.
Steelers aren't like 100% healthy right now.
What's the center's name? McCollum.
Yeah.
My precious. That's Gollum. I mean, like, the right tackle you want to be playing is not playing right now. The right guard you want to be playing is not playing right now. You got injuries. You just finally got Alex Highsmith back, his backup, who everyone loves. He's been out. You got your bumps and bruises associated with play, too. And you know what you just did? You scored 31 unanswered points for the first time since 2016. This is a team on the ascension right now. I don't know what it means, but I'm enjoying the hell out of it today. I don't know that they're going to win a playoff game. I feel better about their prospects now than I did before the game. Okay, they beat up a Jets team in disarray. Good. Last year they had to fire their offensive coordinator because they lost to DTR. Come on now.
Right.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. This is the best you've felt about the Steelers since fill in the blank. 412-928-9370. You can call us. We'd love to talk to you. Caboli at 9. We're going around the NFL a little bit as well coming up next. Oh, going around the NFL brought to you by Champ Tires, all brands and every size. Also, I remind you, it's a 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Mark Caboli going to join us for the entirety of the 9 o'clock hour. Real quick before we go around the NFL, to the last caller who was still seemingly down on the Steelers despite their most decisive win in years, the Jets were favored.
Yeah.
Steelers were not expected to win this game. And to one other person who tweeted in and said, Steelers sure look dumb for not giving Najee Harris picking up his fifth-year option. No, I think this is what they had in mind. I think they wanted him to be pissed off for greatness.
Yeah, sing for your supper.
Exactly right. So I think they nailed that, too. Things coming up rosy for the Steelers, not so much the Cleveland Browns. They stink. They drop to 1-6. Deshaun Watson going to be out for the season. Ruptured Achilles. Cleveland Browns fans cheered. Stefanski's hands have been tied. He didn't want to play him. But they made the bizarre decision to have Jameis Winston inactive as the third emergency quarterback. So they had to go to DTR. I mean, is that not a waving a white flag on your season?
I was going to ask you that. I looked up at the screen earlier and I was like, wait, did Jameis not play? Like, did DTR start over him? And now I'm figuring out that he was inactive. I was like, you would think that he would be the second string. So, yeah, they might be waving a flag.
Yeah, he ultimately came in, but to have DTR as the second, and he's the younger guy, I mean, I guess you'd just want to look at him for the future. I think if the Browns go with Jameis from this point forward, they're a more formidable team than they were with Watson. I'm not sure that's the case with DTR because I watched him and he comes in cold and that's not a great situation. That's what a backup's supposed to do. He didn't play well either.
Mm-mm.
And they got bigger issues. Speaking of bigger issues, not impressed with Cincinnati in victory. Like, are they 3-4 bad? They're not 5-2 good.
Mm-mm.
That team's got real problems. Chief among them, math, to fight their way back into the race. I don't think they're a great football team by any stretch, Doran, the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, I think they're very disappointed of what this season has been, you know, has rolled out thus far. I think they expected to be a contender again, and they are, I mean, clearly, like you said, math far away, but they just seem to just not have it. I feel like that ship has sailed, ultimately. I don't know. I mean, Joe Burrow will still put up numbers. He'll still be Joe Burrow for many, many years. But I think that as far as they got with Joe Burrow a few years ago, I don't think that they'll get back to that point again.
I don't think so either. Offensively, they were bad. I mean, Joe Burrow, 181 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, got sacked 3 times, 10 incompletions, 15 completions.
their issues have always been the same. They've never addressed them. Their offensive line, their defense.
Their defense is atrocious,
right.
But the Browns can't test that because, well, gestures wildly. I mean, they didn't run the ball well. I think they're paper champions.
Yeah.
Going way back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers v. Steelers days in the early 2000s. Paper champions, those Cincinnati Bengals. I think it's two horse race in the AFC North between the Steelers and the Ravens. I would pick the Ravens today, but we'll see what they do tonight. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and NFC teams usually get chewed alive by Lamar Jackson, but Bacon can throw the ball now,
yeah,
and their pass defense has been bad. So I'm interested to see what happens tonight.
That'll be a good one.
Should be. They're a slight favorite, kind of a big favorite, 3.5 on the road tonight. All right, coming up next, Caboli's going to join us for a full hour. He has been banging the drum for Russell Wilson, and it turns out our guy Caboli was correct. Talk to him for a full hour coming up next. But first, Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, a high of 76.